Here we are again. Just a few months ago, we were seeing that tit-for-tat retaliation of tariffs between China and the US, all focused on critical minerals. And here we are now about 9 months or so into Donald Trump's second presidency. And once again, this trade war seems to be bubbling up once again. Now, this retaliatory tariff that Donald Trump has threatened to put into place on November 1st, the additional 100% on top of the tariffs that are already existing on China, that is in response to a revelation that came from China in the last couple of hours and the last couple of days that they would effectively be curbing exports of critical rare minerals. These are things that are used in everything from chips that are in your phone, your laptop, but they also are in many more important things like fighter jets and missiles as well. And it's really those components that the U.S. is worried about. But China tends to be the biggest producer of some of these minerals that are essential in these big products. So they believe they have some kind of leverage over the U.S. And indeed, the last time we were in this situation, it appeared that they did indeed have the upper hand, because ultimately the U.S. backed off on those tariffs, but they kind of brokered a fragile truce. Well, now, once again, this has reared its head. Donald Trump threatening to cancel that planned meeting at APEC in Asia with President Xi. He said that it seems to be no reason to have that meeting anymore, but he kind of walked that back slightly in the Oval Office just a few moments ago when we were talking to him. He basically is leaving some wiggle room here for negotiations, and said that is why he set the deadline for these tariffs on November 1st. So hopefully they can get some kind of consensus and get some thinking on these new rare earth elements and kind of make a deal on them, as it were.